What do we do when we've had it up to here, or everything seems to be going wrong, or we're tired, the kids are sick, there's arguing, fussing, whatever it is. Things have just reached a point where we feel like we're either going to explode, shut down, or just nothing good is really going to come of the situation. These are important questions to consider when it comes to parenting because everybody has a point in which they feel like I can't continue like this anymore, or something needs to change here. One way to address such a situation is with the sit down. This is an exercise that's quite simple and can definitely change the situation if we're willing to give it a try. So I'm going to lead you in a short meditation and guide you through it so that you can use it and see how it's helpful for you. Bring your attention inside. Just notice how you're feeling right now, noticing the breath, what it feels like to be resting here right now. And as you center yourself for a few moments, notice the sounds that you hear in your environment. Now imagine yourself in one of these times. Things are just piling up, or you're having a rough day or a rough moment. You can feel the tension in your body. Notice where you feel the tension in your body. Allow yourself to take a deep breath and see yourself sitting down in the middle of it, sitting down in the middle of the room, on a couch or somewhere else. Just commit to sitting down. And if it feels good, you can even lay down flat on the floor. Now, your children may come and climb on you, may wonder what you are doing. They may intensify, or they may reduce the frustrating behavior that's coming up. Or maybe it's not even about them today, maybe it's just what's going on inside of you. But you've committed to pause, to sitting down, to really feeling yourself on the ground, bringing your attention deeply into your breath and body, and just feeling yourself where you are. Just feeling everything that's here with a commitment to rest with it. So really notice the cycle of breath for a few moments here. Now see yourself becoming still and grounded, and checking inside if you need to express emotionally. Maybe there's some tears or laughter or just frustration or growling that's there that just needs to come out. And you can own it, kind of contain it in your body and let it out a bit. And then check in and see what's next. I have at least two choices in front of me. Which one is the more helpful choice to move forward from this moment? Maybe it's connecting with the kids. Maybe it's sitting right here for a while longer. Maybe it's cleaning up a little bit, getting a snack, crossing off things on your to-do list. Allow yourself to really rest with what you find. The sit down or lay down is grounding, Because we get really in connection with our breath and body instead of just seeing everything around us that's frustrating. We come home inside and check in, allowing a little more space to be able to figure out what's next. As you notice your breath, notice your body where you are. Allow your eyes to gently open and take in your surroundings again. What's next in this moment? Also, if you're wondering, what can you do when you're out of the house? Can you do a sit down or lay down? I would definitely invite you to give it a try. If you're outside at a park, you can definitely lay down on the ground if you're comfortable doing so. And if you're at a store, you can find a place to sit along the side of an aisle or maybe where there's more space, in a bathroom, on a bench. Sometimes we don't really give ourselves permission to pause and slow down like this. And other people's opinions may play into this. I just invite you to really explore this idea of being willing to stop and sit down to see how much it can help you in your parenting experience when things get tense.